Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight, we have a horrifying night shift park ranger story where he was all alone and he started hearing these crazy scratching noises outside of the office's windows, then encountering this shape-shifting creature taunting him. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Greetings, Campfire Tales. I recently stumbled across your channel and love your videos. I thought it would be a good idea to share one of my horrific experiences as a park ranger at Lake Clark National Park. It all started a few years ago. It was your run-off-the-mill boring shift at the office. I worked the night shifts, and our staff was pretty small, so there was usually only one or two other rangers working with me, but on this specific night, I was alone. I yawned and looked at the clock. It read 3 a.m. Only a few hours to go. Suddenly, I heard a branch crack outside. Like the paranoid person I was, I instantly tensed up and began to slightly panic. You're being crazy. It's just an animal or something. My paranoia returned twofold once I heard another branch breaking. I knew it was most likely nothing, but I got up and made sure the door was locked, and then looked out the window, scanning the area for anything suspicious. I took a deep sigh of relief when the answer was affirmative. Upon sitting down, I swore I could hear the faintest footsteps coming from outside the office. So faint that they could have been in the back of my mind, but then they grew louder, and there was no doubt that they were real. The footsteps seemed to be getting louder and closer by the second, and they sounded like no normal animal or humans. I tried to distract myself by playing some games on my computer, but the paranoia was becoming too much to ignore. I jumped when I heard the horrific sound of screeching nails on one of the back office windows. I got up and quickly made my way to the window, only to find a long red scratch mark. My stomach threatened to empty itself at the sight. Usually I like being alone at the night shift, but at this moment I wished I had another coworker with me. I heard another scratch noise, this time coming from the window closest to my desk. I ran out of the room and watched as five terrifying nails slowly scratched their way down the window, leaving the same red mark. I spent the next half hour sitting in my chair shaking and teeming with intense anxiety, hearing the scratching noise every so often. Eventually, I couldn't take it anymore. I got up and looked at the window. It was totally and utterly covered with red scratch marks. There was absolutely no scene outside of that window. I checked every other window, and it was the same for all of them. I sat back down and looked at the clock. It was now 4 a.m., meaning there was only around an hour until dawn. If I could just wait for the morning shift to arrive, I could be okay. I knew I needed to make myself as comfortable as possible in such a situation. I went to each window and closed the curtains. I then settled down in my chair and tried to distract myself with some random news articles. Really, the only entertainment I came across on the work computers. I shot up in my seat when I heard a horrific scream coming not too far from the office. I got out of my seat and made sure I had my firearm handy. I walked over to the front door and tried to look out the window, examining the surrounding areas. The scream had sounded like someone was in trouble or deeply fearful. I opened the door and embraced the chilly air before venturing into the outside world. I locked the door behind me and clicked on my flashlight and slowly scanned the surrounding area, finding nothing. "Is anyone out there?" I called out. I was met with the same horrific scream as my response, this time sounding much closer. The scream caused me to jump, and my nerves were filled with paranoia. "Are you okay?" I called out shakily. I heard an uncanny voice shriek, sending me into panic daze. I continued to scan the area with my flashlight, desperately hoping to see what was making these terrifying screams. The hairs on my neck stood up when I felt the gut-wrenching sensation of being breathed upon. I turned around and aimed my flashlight directly behind me, illuminating the cruel imitation of a woman staring right at me. After the initial shock subsided, I booked it back to the ranger's office. I pulled out my set of keys and tried to find the one that would unlock the door, but it wasn't there. I turned around and was met with the scene of this skinwalker tauntingly dangling the keys that I needed in front of me. Adrenaline surged through my veins. I ran to the side of the office and began to relentlessly pound on the glass window, but it just wouldn't break. I looked behind me once more and saw the skinwalker was now a dozen paces closer. I involuntarily screamed from pure fear and booked it into the forest, not caring where I was going, only caring about putting as much distance between me and this horrific creature as possible. While running, I pulled out my cell phone and crashed when I saw it had no service. I then pulled out my radio and tried to call for backup, but my only response was static. After running for a while, my body gave out from exhaustion. I scanned the area, looking for any sight of the skinwalker. Once I locked eyes with the two eyes staring at me from behind a tree, adrenaline took over and I was suddenly able to run again. I knew just how long the forest stretched. It would take me a long time to reach the end, and even when I did, it wasn't like anyone would be there waiting to help me.
"Please help me,"
the creature shrieked. Something about its voice was incredibly distressing and inhuman. I picked up my pace twofold, not caring about how scratched up I would be from all the branches and whatnot I was running into at full speed. I tripped over a branch and screamed in pain as my face impacted the ground. I scurried onto my feet and noticed my flashlight was no longer on. I couldn't see a thing. I could only hear the sound of the footsteps getting closer and closer. I felt the flashlight and realized that one of the batteries had fallen out during my fall. I bent down and panically felt the ground around me, desperately hoping to come across the battery I needed for the most important sense, sight. I decided to cut my losses and leave the flashlight when the footsteps became too close to ignore. I was now briskly walking through the forest instead of running, my arms out in front of me to feel for what was ahead of me. After a long time of venturing in the forest, I had finally made it out. I looked at the dimly moonlit river beneath me, feeling the tiniest bit safer. The tiny sense of safety I felt was ripped away from me once I heard the footsteps. I climbed down and began to run onto the river's beach. My body kept threatening to collapse from exhaustion, but I couldn't let it. I looked behind me while I ran and could now see the skinwalker in great detail. It had morphed from an uncanny woman into a four-legged beast, charging at me on all fours. I searched through my mind, trying to gather up all the information I knew about skinwalkers. I had heard of the legends of the skinwalker roaming this park, but I'd always thought it was just a nonsense fairy tale. I remembered that a way to kill a skinwalker was to state its true identity to it. I had no idea, but I felt very short, and I had no clue what the creature's true identity was. And it was pretty clear I had no way of finding out in the near future. I looked up and felt a small glimpse of hope when I saw the light of the sun slowly creeping up above the mountains. I looked behind me and suddenly noticed that I couldn't see the creature following me anymore. I took a sigh of relief and slowed down my pace slightly. but I didn't dare not stop running. I knew that the closest ranger's office was only an hour's walk away. I ran for a while longer, and then slowed to a brisk walk due to the exhaustion I had put my body through. After a long and treacherous walk, I could see the other ranger's office in my sight, and the sun had now fully risen. I made it to the ranger's office and attempted to catch my breath while banging on the door. I heard footsteps shuffle and come my way. And then the door opened, revealing another park ranger looking concerned.
"Geez, you all right?" he asked.
"There's something in the woods," I said between ragged breaths.
"I know," the ranger calmly responded.
"What?"
I asked shakily. "I said," the ranger started.
I watched in complete horror as the ranger slowly morphed into the creature I was familiar with. Before he fully morphed, I took one last look at his badge. His name read Apache Sox.
"I know," the creature finished, its voice now heavily distorted.
I instantly bolted to the river behind me, and the creature followed. I don't know if I could outrun it much longer without passing out. Suddenly, I realized that the name on his badge would be a great guess to his true identity. I decided to take the risk. I stopped in my tracks and turned around.
"Apache Sox!"
The creature suddenly seemed startled, and it began to retreat.
"Apache Sox!"
I screamed even louder, causing the creature to run away. I began to roar out in maniacal laughter. I had won. Or so I thought. Out of nowhere, I heard the deafening sound of what sounded like dozens of thousands of gut-wrenching screams at once. I felt my ears as they throbbed in pain. I heard the sound of trees rustling, and I turned to see the most panic-inducing scene of hundreds of skinwalkers and wendigos running out in all directions of the forest charging at me. I screamed and ran into the ranger's office, closing and locking the door behind me. I sat down in the chair and began to hyperventilate when the creatures started relentlessly banging on all sides of the office. It seemed like no end was near except the end of my life.
"Crap, crap, crap,"
I said in a frustrated and fearful tone. The skinwalkers and wendigos began to tear down pieces of the building one by one, causing me to slowly retreat into the center of the room until the building was almost entirely destroyed. The next few minutes were a horror-filled daze. The creatures were slowly removing the last pieces of building as if to taunt me. I swear I even heard a few of them snicker. I don't know much about these legendary creatures, so I figured it would be a good idea to commit the most destructive act I could think of. A fire. As a park ranger, I had some decent experience of knowing how to make a fire with nothing except a rock and steel. I began searching through what was left of the office, and a pocket knife, oh so tantalizing me, caught my eye. I ran for the pocket knife, but the creatures must have known what I was attempting, so they jumped off and attacked me. It was pure agony, and I literally felt like I had been transported to hell. Each of the creatures mercilessly tortured me, but my brain blocked out the pain the best it could and focused on the one thing that mattered in the moment, creating a fire. I grabbed the pocket knife, flipped it open, and rubbed a rock against it. I saw sparks forming, and my eyes widened with hope. I tried and tried again, until eventually one of the sparks caught the wood, and fire began to slowly but surely envelop the building. The creatures all shrieked and slowly retreated from the growing flame, and so did I. Some of the creatures had already been caught in the fire and were too far gone already. Only a handful survived, and they all decided to run into the forest. I pressed my radio and explained that a fire had erupted and that it was spreading fast. I ran down to the river, thinking it would give me the best chance of protection from the fire. I jumped into the river and struggled immensely as the current tried to pull me down its wrath, but I swam and swam until I was on the other side. I collapsed on the ground and took in deep lungfuls of oxygen, feeling victorious but also defeated at the same time. I looked back and saw that my radio was floating down the heavy current. I cursed at myself and got up. I decided to cut my losses and move on. I needed to find the nearest ranger's office to alert them of the fire before it got too bad. I walked out into the forest and was instantly enveloped with paranoia. I felt like I was being watched with a million taunting eyes, waiting for me with pure rage after what I had just done. I stopped in my tracks and looked around, examining every single piece of every tree, trying to ease my paranoia. Just as I was about to let my guard down, I saw two unblinking and menacing eyes staring directly at me from behind a tree. At first, I froze in complete fear and shock, but just as soon after, I was running for my life once again, giving me a strong sense of unpleasant deja vu. I don't know much about this part of the park, but I assume this forest didn't go on for long. After hours of walking, I had proven my assumption incorrect. This forest seemed to be going on forever, and I could smell the nasty smell of smoke growing more pungent. Finally, I noticed the trees becoming less close to each other, and before I knew it, I was out of the forest. I made it to the office and explained the fire situation to the officers there, but not bothering to explain the skinwalker situation to them. I knew they would just think it was some insane nonsense. Anyways, I eventually made it home safely, but I quit my job shortly after that, and I still have nightmares about those creatures to this day.